Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're talking about something that makes a lot of agents quietly stressed, missing your CPD deadline.
And it is more common than people admit. The question is, what actually happens when you miss it? And how bad does it get?
Right. So the article starts with the reassuring bit, which I think is worth saying up front. If you have missed your CPD, you are almost certainly not the first person in your office to have done it. And in most cases, it is fixable quickly.
But the article is also pretty clear that fixable does not mean trivial.
That is the key distinction. Missing CPD is not really a paperwork problem. It's a trading problem, because CPD is what keeps your license active. If it is not done when your license is due for renewal, you may not be able to renew on time. And if you cannot renew, you may not be able to legally trade until it is sorted.
So you could be sitting on a great listing, ready to go, and you are stuck because of a training task that could have taken a single day.
Exactly. Income on hold over something entirely avoidable. The exact consequences depend on your state authority, whether that's NSW Fair Trading, the Queensland Office of Fair Trading, Consumer Affairs Victoria, or ACT Access Canberra. But the common thread is the same. Incomplete CPD blocks a clean renewal.
Now, Queensland has added something extra to this, right? There's a new rule.
Yes, and this one is worth paying attention to if you are in Queensland. From the 6th of June 2026, renewal applicants in Queensland must declare that their CPD is complete, or provide exemption details before a renewal can be processed.
So you cannot renew first and then catch up on CPD afterwards?
Not anymore. The renewal simply will not go through until your CPD is declared complete. Archer has a dedicated article on this for anyone in Queensland who wants the full detail.
Okay, so let's say someone is in that position right now. CPD is outstanding, renewal is coming. What does the article say to do?
The priority is simple: finish the CPD. The faster it is done, the faster the renewal can proceed. And the article points out that in NSW, Queensland, and the ACT, Archer CPD is online and self-paced. A lot of people get through a full year CPD in a single day.
That is genuinely reassuring. So it's not like you have to wait weeks for the next intake of something.
No, you can start today. Once you're done, you download and save your completion certificate, because you'll need that as evidence. Then you contact your state authority to confirm what they need from you now that it is complete.
And if something trips you up mid-course?
The article mentions that Archer has an Australian-based support team, so if a unit slows you down, you can get an actual answer rather than waiting on a ticket queue.
I want to come back to something you said earlier. Who does this actually happen to? Because I think there's a bit of a stigma around it, like it means you don't care about your career.
The article addresses this directly, and I think it's one of the more useful things in it. Missing CPD is rarely a sign that someone has stopped caring. It usually happens to busy, capable agents for ordinary reasons.
Such as?
The renewal date drifts. In Queensland, the CPD year runs on a personal anniversary that doesn't line up with anything else in your diary. A move between offices, a hectic selling season, or just assuming the office is tracking it for you. Any of those can let the date slide past without you noticing.
And once it has slipped, the answer is not to beat yourself up. It is to fix the system.
Exactly how the article puts it. The fix is not to try harder. It's to build a small habit and a reminder so the date can't sneak up on you again.
What does that actually look like in practice?
It's pretty simple. Confirm your renewal date, or if you are in Queensland, your CPD year. Put a reminder in your calendar a couple of months ahead of it, block out a few hours, sit down, complete your CPD in one go, and save the certificate. Because it's all online and you can do it early, the cost to you is minimal and you get complete peace of mind.
Do it early, do it in one sitting, then forget about it for another year.
That is the whole habit. And if you want to understand the specifics for your state, Archer has a state-by-state CPD compliance guide that sets out what each state requires.
So if someone finishes listening to this and their CPD is overdue, the one thing to do right now is get it done today.
Do not sit on it. Get it done, get the certificate, clear the path to your renewal. And once it's sorted, set the reminder for next year so this is the last time it is ever a concern.
You can read the full article on the Archer Institute website. And if you want to talk to someone about which CPD you need and how quickly you can finish it, Archer has an Australian-based team you can call on 1-800-069-273.
Archer Institute offers nationally recognized online and self-paced training with real support behind it. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.